Morning, everyone. Welcome to Ainslie News. It's Wednesday, 1st of June. Welcome to the new month, everyone. Still too soon to buy the dip, unless it's commodities. The reason our mantra is balance your wealth in an unbalanced world is because in such unprecedented times, it should be expected that experts can have such divergent theses on what's next. On Monday, we talked about the thesis of Rahul Pal and others that the US is quickly heading into a recession. Markets will tank a bit further on the Fed tightening into that. But the Fed will quickly reverse to aggressive easing, not tightening, as markets tank, inflation falls and recession hits. It will then be risk on again, and up go growth shares and crypto and gold as well on more monetary debasement. Today we talked to Crescat Capital's thesis via their latest research letter of 2 days ago, and it is in many respects starkly different. So what do they have to say? The valuation of the Wilshire 5000 US Total Stock Market Index reached a historic high of 207% of GDP in 2021 in the wake of the COVID-19 stimulus and record corporate earnings. We're now entering what in Crescat's analysis is an inflationary recession. The index is off 15% from its all-time highs, but still trading at 187% of GDP. During comparable stagflations of the early 1970s and 80s, the associated equity bear markets did not end until the total stock market capitalization traded down to an average of 35% of GDP. Wow. Even if nominal GDP were to grow a full 20% over the next 2 years, which isn't out of reason in today's historically high inflation environment, there is the potential for a further 78% decline in stock prices from current levels to settle at the low multiples of the last stagflationary era. While the market could bottom at higher multiples this time around, we must acknowledge the downside risk if we indeed are just in the early stages of a new stagflationary regime. Similarly, the popular NASDAQ 100 index is already 23% off its highs, but it's still trading at lofty valuation multiples, with price-to-book and enterprise-value-to-sale multiples of 6.7 and 4.2 respectively. If we look at comparable bear market regimes, there is still substantial downside risk for this large cap tech index. For instance, after the tech bust in October 2002, the NASDAQ 100 bottomed with a price to book value of 2.7 and an enterprise value to sales ratio of 2.1. And during the global financial crisis in March 2009, the index bottomed with multiples of 2.5 and 1.3 respectively. Conservatively, if we assume flat sales and earnings over the next 1 to 2 years during the probable recession, there is another 50 to 69% downside risk. Sure, the market may bottom at high valuations, but this is the eyes wide open risk based on math and history. The Great Rotation. Despite the downside risk in the market at large, it is extremely important to note that there is tremendous value, medium-term growth, and upside appreciation potential in a narrow segment of stock market today, commodity producers. It is still very early in our analysis in the rotation cycle out of overvalued growth equities and low-yielding fixed income securities and into commodities. It is just like early 1973 and early 2001 in our view. The three charts we show today help make this evident. We've got a commodities to equity ratio chart here, which clearly shows some great opportunity there in comparison to 1999, and around 1970 to 74. To maintain our promise of making news articles reasonably short and sharp, we'll continue tomorrow on why Crescat think inflation will stay high longer, in contrast to Rahul Pal's reversal to disinflation thesis, why the Fed is trapped, and also reinforce the tantalizing setup for commodities, including silver and gold, of course. And that's news for today. Jump over to ainsleybullion.com.au if you're looking to buy or sell today. You can also click on news and check out any of these charts we've concluded to today as well. Jump over to ainsleywealth.com.au for all things crypto and goldsilverstandard.com for our own crypto that's built and backed by real gold and silver. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for more news.